Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic that's really important in physics, radioactivity. You might be wondering, what is radioactivity, and why does it matter? Well, radioactivity is a process where certain nuclei disintegrate without any external provocation, releasing energetic emissions. This intrinsic behavior is what makes some substances radioactive. Now, here's the interesting part. These radioactive substances, like the uranium isotope $92-235/U$, can release different types of radiation. There are three main types: alpha, beta, and gamma radiation. The ejected radiation can be charged, like alpha and beta particles, or neutral, like gamma rays. This is really important to understand, because it helps us identify the properties of these radiations. Let's think about this for a moment. When a radioactive source is placed between charged plates, its radiation separates into these three distinct types. Alpha particles, being positively charged and quite heavy, curve towards the negative plate. Beta particles, on the other hand, are negatively charged and much lighter, so they bend the opposite way. And gamma rays, having no charge at all, travel straight, unaffected by the electric field. This is a key insight. Radioactivity is a nuclear process, and it's not influenced by the chemical surroundings. You might be wondering, what happens to the atom itself during this process? Well, only the nucleus undergoes transformation, while the electronic identity of the atom remains unchanged. This is a crucial point to remember, as it helps us understand the difference between nuclear and chemical reactions. Now, let's dive deeper into the characteristics of alpha and beta particles. Alpha particles are essentially doubly ionized helium nuclei, with a positive charge and a relatively large mass. They respond to electric and magnetic fields, and they can ionize gases, leaving a trail of ion pairs. Beta particles, on the other hand, are much lighter and have a negative charge. They also respond to electric and magnetic fields, but their ionizing ability is different from alpha particles. Does this make sense so far? It's a lot to take in, but I want to make sure you understand the basics of radioactivity and the properties of these radiations. Let's summarize the key points. Radioactivity is a nuclear process. Radioactive substances can release alpha, beta, and gamma radiation, and each type of radiation has distinct properties. Pay close attention to these differences, as they're crucial for understanding the behavior of radioactive materials. As we continue to explore this topic, I want you to remember that radioactivity is a fundamental concept in physics, and it has many practical applications. From medicine to energy production, understanding radioactivity is essential for making informed decisions and advancing our knowledge of the world. So, let's keep going, and see where this fascinating topic takes us.